You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. We are going to have a very pleasant evening tonight, listening to some music provided to us by Music on the Hill. And here representing the organization as a board member, Don Rankin, is back again, as a matter of fact. Welcome back, Don.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Nice to have you back here in our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island.
Nice to be here, too.
It's sometimes a little hard to find, right? But you
True.
Found us. We're out in the country. But we are here tonight to talk about Music on the Hill, their music festival, which is happening again next month in June. It's going to start on Thursday, June 7th, and we'll give you all the details about the when, where, and how. But first, a little information about Don himself. Don, you've been in this area for a long time, right?
Yes, I moved to Rhode Island in 1963. I taught at University of Rhode Island for 38 years, and I'm enjoying at least partial retirement at this point.
Partial retirement, right. So URI, taught at URI for 38 years.
True.
And in what subject?
In music, primarily piano, music theory. I taught bassoon for a number of years, and a few other things here and there.
Piano and bassoon. I wouldn't normally think people would put those two together. Is there how did you start? You started with piano, I presume.
I did.
As a young man, as they say.
Yes.
And then bassoon down the line, or
bassoon from in seventh grade.
Okay.
And I was active with the bassoon until the mid-1970s.
Mm-hmm.
And up to this point, I'd been playing in the Rhode Island Philharmonic. I'd played principal for a number of years, but I needed to spend more time with my children who were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So that now, was the end of the bassoon.
What was the end of the bassoon? What leads someone to pick a particular instrument? I know in my case, as you know, and my audience knows, I sing. That was pretty easy. I just had the instrument. I didn't have to make a whole lot of decisions. Mm-hmm. It was right there. But with you, what leads someone to choose a trumpet or a violin or in your case, a bassoon?
I started the clarinet when I was in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I beg your pardon, when I was in the fourth grade.
Okay.
And when I moved to junior high school, it was a brand new school.
Mm-hmm.
And we had grades 7 through 12 in one building. So here I was, a lowly seventh grader. And I was assigned the third clarinet part in the band.
Right.
I didn't like third clarinet parts. So I looked in the encyclopedia for some instrument that no one in my school played, and I came up with the bassoon.
See that? I knew there was going to be a story behind this. I don't know why, but I just knew there was going to be a story behind why you would play the bassoon. Because
my band director was such a devoted teacher that he went out and took bassoon lessons so that he could help me.
Wow. Well,
I thought was phenomenal.
That's a great story. Great story. See, you never know how people get started in the various avenues that life leads them. Speaking of avenues and leading life, we're talking about the Music on the Hill Music Festival. And this has been going on a long time. The festival is going to start on June 7th in beautiful downtown Wickford with a what's called a sextet set. So we'll find out about all that and where these names come from. But let's get to a piece of music right off the bat. The music we're going to listen to this evening is recorded last year. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And so this is very current stuff, recorded last year. And tell us about this first piece.
This first piece is by Astor Piazzolla, and it is for flute and guitar. And Piazzolla was known for setting tangos. Hmm. And this is called Histoire du Tango, and it's in three movements.
Thank you.
if you're looking for information about the Music on the Hill Festival, you can do that by going to their website. This is an easy one to remember, Don. That's a good thing. Music on the Hill, R-I, for Rhode Island, .com. Music on the Hill, R-I.com. Or you can call Craig at 401-738-5632 if they want information about tickets or schedule, because it's a fairly lengthy schedule with some times that vary a little bit. So you want to check all that out. And tickets are available in other places, Don?
They are also available at the Savory Grape.
The Savory Grape. Great
place. The
Savory
Grape is across from the Showcase Cinemas in Warwick.
Okay, easy enough to find for everybody.
And in the same shopping plaza as Dave's Supermarket.
Good old Dave's Supermarket, our friends at Dave's Market, right there in that big intersection. That's a lot of people don't know whether it's East Greenwich or it's Warwick or whatever it is, or West Warwick, but it's right there. Everybody knows that we're Route 2 and Division Street.
It's also worth knowing that you can use any ticket at any concert. The
really?
Tickets are not concert specific. And they cost $15 in advance, but $20 at the door.
Well, that's an interesting way of doing things. So you can buy a ticket or a group of tickets and then go to whatever concert you want. So if at the last minute you can't make one, you can use it for the next one.
Correct.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's great. That's a wonderful way of doing it. All right. Let's get to another piece of music and tell us. We have a little short piece coming up and then a little bit longer one. Tell us about those two.
The first one is, actually both excerpts are from a quartet for bassoon and strings by a French composer, De Vienne. And the bassoonist told us at the concert that he has always wanted to perform these pieces and has never had an opportunity before. And one of the strengths of Music on the Hill programming is that the director allows people to play things which are for unusual combinations. And that's why we were finally able to offer this piece, which I hope you find as delightful as I do.
Sounds very interesting. Here we go.
Thank you.
Beautiful music provided to us by Music on the Hill. And Don, we have a chance to sneak one more piece in before the first break. So let's go to that right now. Tell us what that's going to be.
That's going to be an excerpt from Antonín Dvořák's string quartet in F major, which is called the American Quartet. It was called that because he was in the United States for about 2 years, and during a summer he was in Spillville, Iowa, and that's where this piece was written.
Of course, where else but Spillville, Iowa. Okay, well, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Don Rankin and Music on the Hill. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Don Rankin, who is representing Music on the Hill. Their festival, which takes place in June, is coming up very soon, so you want to make sure you get tickets and get organized. And in the past, we've had members of the Pellegrino family here to talk about Music on the Hill, and you've been here yourself, Don. John Mark Pellegrino is the executive director or artistic director?
Musical director.
Musical director, okay. And we don't need to say a whole lot about him because we've covered him in the past. Very talented man. But he sent a message along with you to introduce some other people, right?
Yes, he did. He has been traditionally bringing back to Rhode Island people who grew up in Rhode Island and who have made careers elsewhere and are... would like to return and share their development with Rhode Island audiences.
That's a great thing. So in other words, they either grew up here or went to school here and then have gone on to play other places and come back.
True.
Great.
New to the festival this year are French hornist Leslie Norton, who is not quite a Rhode Islander. She grew up in Mystic, Connecticut.
Well, that's pretty close. We,
yes,
if they're
she
in
did.
Our listening yes, area, is. We call them the honorary Rhode Islanders.
Right.
Okay.
And she apparently bicycled into Rhode Island when she was in high school.
Okay.
So.
That counts.
And also pianist Lisa Raposa, who now lives in Montreal. Mm-hmm. And she grew up in Tiverton, Rhode Island.
Okay. Well, Raposa, a good name, a good Rhode Island name, so that's good. All right.
Finally, new to the festival is the Apple Hill String Quartet, which is being partially funded by the Aaron Reitman Fund at the Rhode Island Foundation.
Okay, great.
One member of that group is a native Rhode Islander, Michael Kelly, the violist.
Hmm. Michael Kelly, so he's part of the Apple Hill String Quartet.
Yes, he is.
I think when I was in college, I had some Apple Hill beverage. That was probably something different. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. And the dates that all of these concerts are taking place is Thursday, June 7th at 10:30 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Wickford, and then Friday, June 8th at 7 p.m. at the St. Gregory the Great Catholic Church in Warwick, and then Sunday, June 10th at 7 p.m. at the St. Bernard Catholic Church, North Kingstown, Rhode Island. We'll give you the dates and the times for the other weekend that's involved, which is the 14th, 15th, and 16th, but right now let's get to some music, and this next piece, tell us about this one.
The next piece is an excerpt from the very well-known piano trio, by Opus 11 by Johannes Brahms.
Thank you.
As promised, I'll give you the other three concert times. We're going to be on Thursday, June 14th at 10:30 a.m. at the Westminster Unitarian Church in East Greenwich. Friday, June 15th, 7 p.m. at St. Rose and Clement Catholic Church in Warwick. And at 6:30, there's a wine and dine appetizers before the concert. So 6:30 on the 15th, you get the wine and appetizers before the event. And then Saturday, June 16th, European Hopscotch will be at Westminster Union Church in East Greenwich, and that's at 7 p.m. Don, we have lots more music to come. Tell us about these next two pieces we're going to listen to before the next break.
Well, the next one is from Tango Song and Dance by André Previn, and this is for violin and piano.
Mm-hmm.
André Previn is actually much better known as a conductor, but he wrote this piece for his wife, who's a very well-known violinist.
Okay. Well, we'll listen to that. And the
and
other piece?
Then we have another example of a piece for an unusual combination. And this one is for voice, French horn, and piano.
Voice, French horn, and piano. That doesn't sound that too complicated. I mean, at least
it's not complicated, but it's not usual.
Normal.
Not usual.
All right, here we go. Then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Music on the Hill.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Don Rankin, who is a longtime music professor at the University of Rhode Island, 38 years worth, and he is now semi-retired and enjoying music on the Hill as a board member. So it's a good thing that we have Don come in and tell us about this wonderful event that's taking place in Wickford, Warwick, North Kingstown, and East Greenwich. So lots of locations near you. You want to go to their website, which is musiconthehillri.com, for all the information. And if you'd like to use the telephone like the old-fashioned days, you can do that. Call Craig at 401-738-5632. Don, not only are there people coming back to play that are previous Rhode Islanders, but you even have some music composed by Rhode Islanders.
Yes, there are two composers being introduced to the festival for the first time this year. One is George Masso, who wrote a piece specifically for Music on the Hill, inspired by his attendance at some of the concerts.
Hmm.
The other composer is Peter Boyer, who actually is a graduate of Rhode Island College.
Excellent. So we get the opportunity to listen to their music, amongst a lot of others. And speaking of listening to music, let's go to another piece we have lined up.
Next, we're going to hear a piece from one of last year's programs, which was called Tango and Fandango. And this is a piece by Kurt Weill, and it is called Tango Habanera.
Conduisit un jour
John. I want to thank you for bringing this wonderful music to our audience, Music on the Hill. This has been last year's performance. And if you'd like to get a chance to listen to this year's performances, lots of opportunities to do that. Remember the website, musiconthehillri.com. And if you'd like tickets, here's the good news. Students are free. So if you have a college ID or you're a student or even look like a student, you can get in for free. And since it is a nonprofit organization, they're always looking for help. If you'd like to help out, you can do that with gifts also. They have various levels of contributions that they're willing to accept. So check that out on the website, too, and support this wonderful organization. So the dates are Thursday, June 7th, Friday, June 8th, Sunday, June 10th, Thursday, June 14th, Friday, June 15th, and Saturday, June 16th. The two Thursday performances are at 10:30 a.m., so don't forget that. We also have another returning Rhode Islander we want to mention. And, Don, there's one other person coming back you want to talk about?
She is Diana Alexander, and she's a marvelous soprano, and we all look forward to hearing her again.
That'll be great to have her back again in the beautiful state. And remember, tickets are also available at the Savory Grape. So if you'd like to pick up tickets in person, go on down there and do that and pick up tickets from the Savory Grape. There's a phone number to call, so if you'd like to use the phone number and do that, it's 401-738-5632. And we have one more piece of music that we're going to ask Don to tell us about. We'll go out listening to that.
The last piece is by Maurice Ravel, and it is called Chanson Madécasse, and it is for mezzo-soprano, flute, cello, and piano. And once again, the performer had studied this piece years ago and had always wanted to perform it, and finally got an opportunity because of the imaginative programming of John Mark Pellegrino.
Excellent. Well, Don, thank you once again for coming in. It's been great. We'll go out listening to that and then see the rest of you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.